there's a young gentleman, he's a Roman Catholic. He read one of our Viva Religions magazines, and he was reading the subject of capital punishment.
Right.
And his question, if I may read it to you.
Please,
he wrote in, the topic is capital punishment justified? Mm-hmm. And he goes on as he says, I'm a practicing Catholic who acknowledges the God of love to be present in Muhammad and the Ahmadiyya Islam. I do not believe in capital punishment as it involves slaying a person. When one is in no physical danger from him or her. Also, it is wrong as it does not allow the guilty person time to live and redeem himself. Muhammad certainly did not abolish capital punishment, but he was outstanding in his mercy and forgiveness he showed. All surahs of the Quran began in the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate. It is clear that Muhammad allowed capital punishment due to the society in which he found himself. And I am convinced that in our civilization, it would be a great opponent, he would be a great opponent of the death penalty. Jose, we're just wondering if you could comment on that.
Of course. In fact, I have been commenting on this question during my various question and answer sessions repeatedly in Europe, even in England, of course. The fact is that this question has to be viewed in its totality. It's not a question which could be answered in yes and no with a narrower perspective. The fact is, on the one hand, there is mercy for those who commit crime, and there is, on the other hand, the question of mercy for those who are made innocent victims of such criminals. The question to be addressed is simply this, that in the final balance, what would happen if you show greater mercy to the criminal? At whose cost do you do that? If, in the end, it happens to be at the cost of the innocent, law-abiding citizens, then it is not a mercy, it is a mercy in disguise. It's cruelty. In the final analysis, it would amount to be saying that let's be merciful to the criminal and let's be unkind and cruel to the innocent. So, God knows human nature. He's the creator. So, all the laws which are found in the Quran are not made of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This again, there is a misunderstanding which exists in the West as if he is the author of the Quran. It is God. And God is of all times. And space and time do not matter. He transcends above this. So to say that it was an old age, it was an Arabian culture or society which was addressed is wrong, is a false impression. What the Holy Quran has is simply the human nature before it. And that is the reason why we insist that despite the passage of time, the Quran remains still effective and operative. And it cannot be outrun by time, because human nature is unchangeable. So all questions of crime and punishment must be addressed in relation to the human nature. And the final outcome would be decided by the question whether one particular injunction in this regard is promotive of peace and love or promotive of hatred and vengeance. Now, if it were promoted of hatred and vengeance, then capital punishment would find no place in the Quran. But it is not so. To our Christian questioner, I respect him for the nobility he has shown and kindness with which he has addressed Islam and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me remind him of his daily family experience. In English they say, spare the rod and spoil the child. Now, what does that mean? Is it a profound expression of wisdom or just a stupid something, you know, raving? It is profound, I feel, but not entirely. Spare the child and spoil him sometimes holds good, sometimes does not. So the Quranic teaching in this regard is what I'm going to tell you. Then you will understand. The Holy Quran says that if you are transgressed against, you have the right to take your revenge only to the extent that you have been wronged, not an iota beyond. But such a person, if he decides to forgive, will it be better without condition in all situations? No. The words used by the Holy Quran are in afaw aslaha fajruhu alallah wa man afaw aslaha, and who forgives provided that forgiveness results into reformation, his reward will be with God. What a beautiful expression. How beautifully balanced. You know, this is the philosophy of dealing with the crime at all stages, not only with relation to the capital punishment, but even at home. If you spare children the rod, knowing that this will encourage crime, then not only you are being untrue to your own child, but you are being untrue and unjust to the whole society. Such boys grow up as hardened criminals, more likely than not. But if there is a sensitive, responsive child who responds to love and cares for your attitude to him, if just turning your attention from him is a punishment, and you take the rod into your hand, then you will spoil the child. So it's not always that the rod helps in reformation. Rod sometimes spoils. So this is a matter of wisdom and common sense applied in everyday life. So that is why the Holy Quran has provided capital punishment, but also given an opportunity for those who have been wronged against to forgive. Now, this is another aspect of the Quranic teaching, it is perfection. You see, when a crime has been committed against one person or a family, what right has got the society to forgive? I mean, they don't feel it like those who have been deprived of their dear ones. And you forgive on their behalf. Somebody has robbed you and turned you pauper, and you say, all right, the society says, all right, don't worry, we forgive. What right, what on earth do they have the right, where on earth do they have the right to do that? So the Holy Quran says that the relatives, particularly those who are their wali, wali in the sense that if somebody dies, who inherits? He's the nearest of kin. And who takes care of somebody, in all these connotations, the concept of wali evolves. And the Holy Quran gives this right to those who are directly concerned, against whom the crime has been committed. If they forgive, then there will be no capital punishment meted out to such a person. And they are the hurt people, they know how far they can go in forgiveness. Then all criminals are not alike either. Some are very cruel. Some have no sense of justice. I know cases here where a criminal was forgiven and he committed the crime again. Again somehow he got scot-free and again he committed the crime. Until after committing many such heinous crimes, he requested himself that it is beyond me to control myself. So please imprison me for life. Mm. You know this case?
Yes, yes.
and he was imprisoned for life. So how can we decide such profound issues relating to human psyche, which varies from person to person in its expression, not in space, in specifics, by just giving a thumb rule, forgive all the such criminals or kill all these such criminals? Now this is one aspect, and another one is that the experience shows, and I'm talking of statistics, that in such countries where there was no capital, there was a capital punishment at some time, and then it was lifted, the crime of murder has definitely increased.
It has in this country.
In this country?
Yes.
In America?
Yes.
It has become free.
Yes.
In whichever state in America, the capital punishment is lifted, so also has got lifted the level of murders. So the basic facts, available facts and data, prove that the Quranic teaching is the best and the most balanced one.